Hello, my good friends and fellow citizens of planet Earth. I'm glad you made it back to Three Things today. Welcome, welcome. Today is December 22nd, and that means that Three Things is a year old now. It's been a good year, 44 regular episodes and a couple of music additions. Gosh, but it was tons of fun to do. And I hope you all have enjoyed this first year as much as I have. It was great for me. Was it good for you? I'm smiling. I hope that you all join me next year on January 5th, 2007, for the next new episode of Three Things. I won't be here next week, Friday, December 29th. It's that whole end of the year thing, places to go, people to see, and all that. I will, however, be replaying the music edition with the lovely Chow. Come back and listen if you haven't heard that show. It's a good one. So, with all that said, let's get on with this week's show. Thing number one today is a little thing we call in our family, Thanksmas. It's holiday time again, so that means stress in the home, stress at work, stress with family, stress shopping, stress cooking, stress, stress, stress. And that isn't what it is all supposed to be about, now is it? No, it isn't. The holiday season is supposed to be a time of sharing and caring and celebration and togetherness. It's just so darned hard to do it right. Well, my family has come up with a solution to the stress and pressure of the holiday season. We made a new one. Our new holiday doesn't have the stress and pressure attached to it that the more traditional holidays now have. There is no religion to it. There is no stigma to it. There is no one-upsmanship to it. There is nothing to our holiday but sharing with those that we love and celebration of those we love. Our new holiday is called Thanksmas. For the purpose of this segment, a holiday is any day that recognizes a cultural event, no matter what place you live in the world. Our Thanksmas holiday begins on the second Friday of December, on a day we call St. Earl's Day. No, he's not really a saint, we just like the sound of it. You can call him just Earl or Bob or whatever you want. That's the whole idea. Our family's personal St. Earl is represented by a turtle, and in our world, he delivers goods that he carries atop his shell to everyone. The really nice thing about Earl is that he doesn't judge. Everyone gets gifts on Thanksmas. Earl would never allow anyone to receive a lump of coal. And Earl isn't just a regular turtle to us. You can tell by his garb. Our Earl wears a pointy red cap with black trimmings, and a shamrock patch and a heart on the front, and he wears a bow tie, and he has a turkey feather tail. And your own Earl can wear whatever your bunch likes best. Hearts for Valentine's, a tree pin for Arbor Day, something commemorating Veterans Day, Labor Day, Memorial Day, whatever day you wish. Anyway, on St. Earl's Day, loved ones, friends, favorite folks, and family, look at that alliteration again, have a gathering during which, after the happy greetings of course, they make plans for their Thanksmas dinner, usually a combination between Thanksgiving and Christmas traditional meals. However, you can eat whatever you desire. That's part of the joy of Thanksmas. See, instead of having a bunch of leftovers of that sweet potato thing with the marshmallows on top that no one eats, everyone picks their absolute favorite thing to make and eat. This, at least among my circle of family, pretty much assures all of the food being devoured. Good old St. Earl also brings colored eggs to our festivities, some filled with candy in different shapes like bats and pumpkins and hearts and bunnies and eggs and shamrocks and the sort. Others contain good luck coins and charms, and still others have little mementos like flag pins or shamrocks or bunny charms, or even practical jokes and gags to play on family, guests, neighbors, and friends. Anyone attending is both a target and or a recipient of a tiny gift. Isn't that nice? On a side note, you can hide and hunt the eggs, or not. It's all good. Now on to Thanksmas Eve, which is, of course, the second Saturday of December. On this day, everyone shops together for Thanksmas dinner, eaten on Thanksmas Day, and for decorations. Now remember, this meal is intended to be made up of the things everyone loves to eat. Also, the family buys or creates a new ornament for the Christmas tree every year so that you can always remember Thanksmas. And don't worry, if you don't celebrate Christmas or have a tree, you can still celebrate Thanksmas. Just add your own traditions and flair. That's the beautiful thing about Thanksmas. The meal for Thanksmas Eve is also up to the family, but should be something easy and filling so that everyone can spend the rest of the day and night celebrating. And hey, at midnight, if you're allowed, you can shoot off fireworks. Then, at last, it is Thanksmas Day, the second Sunday of December, and the family and friends can spend the day cooking together and eating together and laughing together and remembering together the true meaning behind holidays as a time for togetherness and fellowship and companionship and love. Have you noticed the trend here? That's right. The candies are from all or any holiday. Eggs, shamrocks, spiders, pumpkins, funny tricks, fireworks. The feeling of the holiday is togetherness and sharing and fun. Do you get it? Thanksmas is all holidays. It is all the fun of April Fool's Day, the silliness of Halloween, the thankfulness of Thanksgiving, the fellowship of Christmas, the patriotism of the 4th of July, whatever holidays you enjoy, whatever days you want to celebrate, whatever feelings you want to engender during these days of family and friends and loved ones, it's all up to you and yours to decide. No pressure for presents, no pressure for a religion you might or might not feel or believe, no pressure to decorate any better than your neighbors, no pressure to make the perfect turkey or ham or roast beast. No pressure at all, except the pressure your chest might feel when you celebrate unity, togetherness, and love with the people you really care about. And anyone of any faith or no faith at all can celebrate Thanksmas. That's what Thanksmas is about. Give it a try next year. Go ahead, just try it. You might like it. And so, to close this thing, number one today, to you and all of yours, and always and forever, good Thanksmas to you. Thing number two today, I wonder, what are you thankful for? I mean really thankful. When you are all alone in that special communion with your maker or nature or whatever or whoever you commune with, when it is quiet in your mind and in your heart, what is it that you are truly thankful for? I asked quite a few people that over the past couple of weeks, and these are some of the things that people are thankful for. One lady told me that she is thankful for her extra pounds. They show her that she has plenty to eat. She is also thankful for her gas bill, since it proves that she is warm in the winter chill. A fellow I know says that he is thankful for being able to be there, and to witness what is, and that he is thankful for his adventuresome life and having the luck to be part of it all. That's a pretty all-encompassing thankfulness, and heck, I think it shows one great attitude, don't you? A sweet lady I know says she is thankful for making it through a tough time health-wise and for the friends she has made on the internet. She is a happy lady indeed. A lot of the people she was referring to said the same thing. I guess that makes us all thankful for technology that brings folks together. I think that's awful nice. An acquaintance of mine tells me he is thankful for his sons and the things they are. That's it. His sons and who they are. He didn't mention his nice car, or his lovely home, or his good career, or his boat, or his motorcycle, or his art, or his awesomely appointed kitchen and the food always in it. Just his sons and who they are. Lovely, that. My dog, a beautiful border collie named Skeeter, we call her Skeeterbutt, tells me with her gorgeous eyes that she is thankful for me and the yummy bags of food I give to her. She proves this thankfulness to me by chasing every strange dog, annoying cat, flying bird, too close airplane, fly, and ant far, far away from me. To protect me, you see. She's a good and thankful doggie. I got a coupon from a shop I frequent often. It was for $10 off on my next purchase. It was a hand-signed coupon. This tells me that that retailer is thankful for my patronage. I appreciate that. I'm even thankful for that. I'm thankful for a lot of things in my life, besides that, though. I am thankful that my children are all healthy and strong and good and kind and alive. I am thankful that my family is well. I am thankful that the world continues to spin and that it has so many truly decent human beings wandering about on it. I am thankful that, if I wanted to, counting the times I say thank on this episode would be really fun. I am thankful, too, that I have the ears of many people across the world that listen to my voice and think of me as some sort of friend. That is priceless. I am thankful for you all. One last thing I am thankful for, and this is my most precious gift of all the gifts I have ever received. I am thankful that I have hope. I have been through a great deal in my life, some of it quite horrible. I have nearly lost this precious life. I have lived with physical pain for many years and always will. My heart has been hurt so badly that it is afraid and quails at the possibility of love happening to it again. I have been so afraid for my children that I choked on my own breath. But through it all, and even still, and forever, because it cannot be allowed to perish, I have hope. For that, above all, I am thankful. Our GWOD, grandiloquent word of the day, today, begins with an R, and that word is Rixatrix. It is pronounced Rixatrix, and it is spelled Rixatrix. It is a noun, and it is defined as a nasty old woman, usually with a tendency to natter and scold. In the common law of crime in England, a common scold was a species of public nuisance, a troublesome and angry woman who broke the public peace by habitually arguing and quarreling with her neighbors. The Latin name for the offender, Communis Rixatrix, appears in the feminine gender and makes it clear that only women could commit this crime. I guess it was that way then, but I know a few men that fit that bill now. Used in a sentence for you. If Stevie Nicks were a Rixatrix, would she have been so popular? See what I did there? Alliteration. Man, language is fun. Want some more fun? Then go to the Grandiloquent Dictionary online. The link to that can be found, as always, on the homepage of this show, threethings.podomatic.com. Go see about that.
For Christmas is too big. It's nice, but my sombrero is too big. Is it raining? Is it snowing? I can't see where I am going, 'cause the hat I got for Christmas is too big. But ring the bells and beat the drum. Ring the bells and beat the drum. I'll ring the bells to be polite. If I see that Santa Claus, I'm going to start a fight. The hat I got for Christmas is too big. Oh, it's nice, but my sombrero is too big. If you wonder why I shiver, I fell 3 times in the river, 'cause the hat I got for Christmas is too big. But ring the bells and beat the drum. Ring the bells and beat the drum. I'll ring the bells, but I feel sick, 'cause Mr. Santa Claus, you played on me a dirty trick. The hat I got for Christmas is too big. It's nice, but my sombrero is too big. If you think it's hot in Siam, you should be in here where I am. The hat I got for Christmas is too big. The hat I got for Christmas is too big. It's nice, but my sombrero is too big. Can't tell one thing from another. I got married to my brother. The hat I got for Christmas is too big. But ring the bells and beat the drum. Ring the bells and beat the drum. I'll ring the bells and say ole. But Mr. Señor Santa Claus, you spoil my holiday. ¿Por qué such a sombrero grande, Santa Claus?
And now it's time for the TDIH, This Day in History. You would not believe how much stuff has happened on this, December 22nd, in history. I separated some wheat from some chaff and was left with this lot. Birthdates on December 22nd include, in 1400, Luca della Robbia of Italy. That's when he was born. He was the sculptor of the Madonna of the Rose Garden, and that's a beautiful thing. 1643 was when René Robert Cavalier La Salle, the French explorer of Louisiana, was born. 1856 saw the birth of Frank Kellogg. He was Secretary of State for the United States from 1925 to 1929, and he tried to outlaw war. He got the Nobel Prize for Peace in 1929. In 1858, Giacomo Puccini was born in Italy. He composed one of my favorite operas, La Bohème. 1890 was when Charles de Gaulle, former Premier of France, was born. In 1911, Groot Reber was born in the United States. He is the astronomer who built the first parabolic radio telescope. He built it in his backyard. And in 1922, everyone's ideal mom, Barbara Billingsley, was born in Los Angeles, California. She is the actress that played June Cleaver in Leave It to Beaver. As for deaths on this day, December 22nd, in 1337, Daito Kokushi, leader of Otokan Renzai School in Japan, died at 54. And in 1440 on this day, the pirate Bluebeard was executed. 1939 was the sad year that Ma Rainey, mother of the blues, died at the age of 53. In 1989, Samuel Beckett, the Irish-French writer of Waiting for Godot and Nobel Prize winner in 1969, died at the age of 83. 1997 saw Juzo Itami, popular Japanese director, commit suicide. He was 64. Historically on this day, in the year 401, Saint Innocent I began his reign as Catholic Pope. 1775 saw the U.S. Continental Navy organized. They had 7 ships. 1783 was when George Washington resigned his military commission as the U.S. Army's Commander-in-Chief. In 1832, the HMS Beagle, with Charles Darwin aboard, reached the Barneveldt Islands. In 1870, Jules Janssen flew in a balloon in order to study a solar eclipse. Wonder if he thought getting closer would help. The year 1882 saw Thomas Edison create the first string of Christmas lights. I bet he would freak out to see what we do with them now. In 1937, the Lincoln Tunnel in New York, New York, opened to traffic. That is one heck of a construction job right there. 1958 saw the Chipmunk Song reach number one on the popular charts. And in 1965, director David Lean's Dr. Zhivago premiered. That's one of my favorite movies, The Ice Palace. Oh, so beautiful. In 1970, SS Commander Franz Stengel of Treblinka was sentenced to life imprisonment, and I don't think that's enough. 1990 saw Lech Walesa sworn in as Poland's first popularly elected president. And lastly, in 1997, on this day, December 22nd, a baldness pill for men, made by Merck, was approved by the FDA. I'm sure that made lots of fellas pretty happy. Me personally, I don't care if a guy has hair or not. It's what's inside that counts and all that, right? So that's that for this day in history. Comments? Did I miss something? Let me know. Homepage, comment box, email, phone line. Which F?
Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year? Same thing every year, Aunt Louise.
Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
Some socks, some tiny BBDs, but I can't get them up past my knees. Could you return them, please, Aunt Louise? First, Uncle Bob. Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
Try to act surprised, Uncle Bob. But I got this last year.
But he got that last year.
A tie, wider than a mile, with a pattern way out of style. With a pattern that's way out of style. I think we got this last year. What a thoughtful gift, Peg and Al. I think we got this last year. A plant in a moldy mayonnaise jar. They must have dug one up from their yard. They must have dug one up from their yard. The dad to his kids on Christmas Day. Didn't I get this last year? This is just exactly what I want. Just as much as last year. Surprise, surprise. A coupon for some fries. That was really very thoughtful, you guys. Really very thoughtful, you guys. Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
I'm sure I got this last year.
Didn't I get this last year?
Yeah, thanks. That's really very nice.
Didn't I get this last year?
I've always wanted something like this.
Thing number three today is both my sign-off for this old year and my wishes for the new year to come. I want to thank you all for joining me each week this last year. You keep me going, you wonderful people, you. I also want to wish you all the very best in the year to come, and I would like to share my wishes for the whole world with you. Maybe, just maybe, if we all wish together, they will come true. I wish that all adults would learn tolerance and mirror it for their children and others, and that everyone the world over would work harder at resolving conflicts with words and common sense. And I wish that everyone would always remember that the Earth is alive, and maybe that people could view new technology for what it is, a way for people to see the world through each other's eyes and communicate more rapidly. Maybe then everyone would actually start thinking globally and really acting locally. I really super duper wish that everyone would get off the whole huge SUV and truck thing. Most of y'all don't need those massive SUVs, and most of y'all's pickups never see dirt. It's nuts. Stop it. I would like to see people leave the miracle and magic religions and move toward a more practical and practicable reality-based philosophy. I would also like to see disease truly abolished in the world, all of it, everywhere, at the same time, so it can't come back from some forgotten hellhole somewhere. I wish that every person on Earth has enough food to live, a clean place to sleep, safe water to drink, and medicine when they're ill. I wish that women didn't feel as though they needed to be thin and wear makeup to be pretty, and that men could just cry sometimes and be vulnerable and open without being made to feel silly for it. And I really wish the nations of the world would see that having lots of bombs does not make peace, and that we all, as humans, were guaranteed a set of basic planetary human rights, starting with the basic right to not be blown sky high at the whim of some nut somewhere. In fact, I wish that all of the dangerous things would disappear and their makers be marked for all to see so we, the rest of us, could throw rotten fruit at them. And I also wish we could find the thing in the brain that makes people mean and selfish and greedy, and that we could cut it out of them. Okay, so maybe that one's a bit Pollyanna, but hey, you know what? Sometimes I'm a Pollyanna. It's still a wish, and I wish it. I also wish that it were okay to be yourself, no matter what that meant to anyone else. I would love it if when people are wacky, strange, and self-centered, we could love them anyway, and that even if the good you do today is forgotten tomorrow, you would do it anyway. I would love it if being honest and open and frank were appreciated more. I wish that if you try to help someone and they attack you or your motives, you still help them. I wish that even when it is so very hard to do your best, you give it the best you've got anyway. I wish humanity appreciated humanity. And I wish you all peace. I wish, at last, that anyone hearing this will go and look at yourself in a mirror, see the humanity there, and forgive yourself, and be happy. Good day.